This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've got to effing rip Trump right out of that office over there. Effing pull him out. We ain't about effing waiting until the next election. A member of BLM actually said that about President Trump. And I say to BLM, then do it. Don't be all talk. Come on, bro. If you got the guts, do it. As I like to tell people, all zoos are a petting zoo if you have the male genitalia, right? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Come on, BLM, if you got it like that, go rip that man out of office and stop talking smack. See what I'm trying to explain to you white people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Those silly Negroes, that's all they do is talk smack. When you decide you've had enough, they will back down. I guarantee you. We got a guy that got shot, a Trump supporter, in Portland because they had numbers there. They literally executed this guy on the street. Let me tell you, if they keep it up, there'll be a day where there will be none of them on the street, because I guarantee you our side is much better armed, and we will have righteousness on our side. Their day is coming. I'm not advocating any violence. I'm telling you, when violence befalls you, you will fight back. I know you. I know me. I'm not going down without a fight. Guarantee that. President Trump tweeted this. The radical left mayors and governors of cities where this crazy violence is taking place have lost control of their movement. It wasn't supposed to be like this, but the anarchists and agitators got carried away and don't listen anymore. Even forced Slow Joe out of the basement. Slow Joe is what the president called Biden. So Joe the Sloth moved out of the basement and made a comment and tried to blame guess who? Is it going to surprise you? Donald Trump, for all the anarchy happening around cities in this country. You think that's going to sell? See, let me explain. The lamestream media can no longer sell that kind of nonsense. Nobody's buying it. You don't buy it, and even leftist America goes, wait a minute, no, that ain't Trump's fault. It's not going to happen. Speaking of Sleepy Joe, you have got to see the video of Joe Biden doing an interview, and he literally is sleeping. The woman goes to him, and he's asleep. Then they flash back on a time when he was interviewing Hillary Clinton. I don't know how recent this was. And Joe falls asleep during that. Is this guy narcoleptic? What's going on? No wonder Nancy Pelosi does not want Joe Biden to debate. Joe Biden, the new law and order president wannabe. He's now, I can get it fixed. Have you seen his commercials? I can fix America. Joe, you had 40-something years to fix America. Why didn't you fix it? You were the vice president for 8 years. That's as good as it's going to get for you, homeboy. Why didn't you fix it? Joe can fix it, though. He took credit. Not that there's any credit to be taken, but it's funny to see his commercials because he's like, Joe Biden presided over the best time of Americans' history, whatever. And I'm going, really? So where was Obama? If Joe wants to take credit, he's essentially usurping the black man's work. Wow, the level of desperation. And here's this segment was titled, Can You Feel the Trump Effect? That is what I'm telling you. Everything that you are looking at, everything you're listening to, everything you're seeing right now is the Trump effect. And I'm asking you this, how do you feel about the Trump effect? 10 people, folks, killed in Chicago, 49 of them, they say the number moves, but somewhere between 49 and 55 people were shot, 10 of them killed in Chicago. Two police officers shot and killed in inner cities across this country, one in St. Louis, literally blocks from where my house is in St. Louis, blocks away. You think there's going to be any Black Lives Matter or any protests on those cops getting ambushed in St. Louis? They found out they were ambushed. Somebody called them in and got them killed. And here's what's interesting. More interesting, I should say. Two of my friends are St. Louis cops. One of them sent me a picture, and he says, "Kevin, very sad moment. It's him with one of those cops that was with the cop that was killed." Yep. Somebody asked Joe Biden, "When are you and the Democratic Party going to start to care about the citizens of this nation, and about people who are living in fear in inner cities? Would you feel safe anywhere in Chicago, in Detroit, in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, wherever? Would you feel safe?" Democrats, folks, they can no longer deny what is happening for Donald Trump, the momentum behind the Trump movement. They know you are dyed in the wool. Everything you see, all this nonsense that's occurring, just makes you get more dug in like a tick on a hound dog. And you are not letting go. You have burrowed under the skin, and you are now living on the host. And that is Donald Trump. But you know what else is happening? All these other parasites known as Democrats, they're jumping on the bandwagon. They're saying, you know what? It's a good ride on Donald Trump. And I'm tired of seeing what I'm seeing. I'm not calling us all ticks, by the way. That would be the Democrats. But they're coming over. They've seen enough. That's why I'm telling you. You can feel it. I know you can feel it because you are writing to me and you're going, "Kid, man, dude. And it's a difference. Talked about it. Democrats can't pretend that this doesn't exist. They fool themselves with their fake news polls, but the reality is setting in on them. I'm going to talk about it today. They are Democrats that get it, that are observant, comedians, filmmakers, people like this that know how to look at people and sort of make these assessments. They are looking at this situation right now with what's going on with Donald Trump, and they're going, "Wait a minute, we're getting it. We're seeing something that reminds us of 2016, only worse," in their opinion. Only worse. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it, and they're panicking. And I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to talk about them today. And I'm going to talk about them in the context of how you can relax, because they're finally getting to the point where they say, "Okay, look, we got to quit fooling ourselves with these fake polls and this other stuff. We've got to admit that there is something there. People in this country are tired of what we're talking about, and we better pay attention." Now, they're still misguided, but they at least can see the writing on the wall, and it's got Joe Biden and Harris nowhere on it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill.
Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got Democrats right where we want them, boy. Yeah, for the first time in a decade, Democrats are running scarred. They better be scarred. That's right. Kevin Jackson's you. Listen to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Heard from a few of you. We're going to talk about some of that here today as well. Some of the things you wanted answers to. But yeah, I'm talking about these nutty Democrats, man, and this intervention we've had to have, and this mass exodus that has happened from the Democratic Party, and this is why they have to plot to cheat all the time. That's all it is. Think about it. When a Democrat is on their own, they're plotting against you. That's all they have. They can't be. Here's the thing. We are always looking for ways to improve America. I don't plot against this country. I don't plot against Democrats. I look at it as, man, let me help figure out a way to help. Help with, you know, the situation in schools. How do we get these schools better? How do we change the relationship between the black community and police, etc.? How do we get to the root cause? Did you hear this one Democrat? She's out of Missouri. She won Nicole something. She wants to run for the governor of Missouri. She's a treasurer. I don't know what she did, but anyway, she's something else. And she said, we need to get to the root cause of this, all this violence. And I sent out a memo to all the black community, and I wrote a piece and said, boy, see, this is a strange thing about these crazy democratic white folks, these elitists. She blames crime on black folks. She doesn't blame crime on situations created by Democrats. She blames crime on black folks. Like it's in our DNA to be criminals. I can make, don't make me go show you the movie Trading Places. I can make a criminal out of you, Winthorpe. You get it? They don't even realize. Hollywood is telling them, hey, look, it ain't black that made him a criminal. It's not white that made this guy a successful business person. They flipped them. Eddie Murphy became Valentine, and he was setting the market. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. And if you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. Democrats plotting to cheat. They can't win. If you put them in a legit game, they're figuring out how to hide cards. They're figuring out how to, you know, deal from the bottom of the deck. They will do whatever it takes to win. They have to put the odds in their favor or they don't want to play the game. Funneling illegal money. This is a story that got so little press. Nader, a guy named Nader, not Nader, is his actual pronunciation, but he's a Lebanese dude, funneled $3.5 million to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Adam Schiff got money, illegal PACs on the PACs on the Democrat side illegally got money, all kinds of stuff. 2019, they finally get this guy. Oh, and by the way, he's caught with all kinds of child pornography. This dude is a perfect Democrat. He's an illegal bundler of foreign money. I'm not even talking about American money. Lebanese guy bringing in Middle Eastern money because they wanted Hillary Clinton to win. $3.5 million in Hillary Clinton's campaign. And he was bundling for other people. Credit card processing company is what he had. Little fractional pennies they take off of everything you buy that you don't even think about. All those little fractional pennies make a lot of money. And a guy like him is essentially money laundering for the Clintons. You didn't hear much about that, did you? Then, when they're not stealing money and bringing in foreign money, they use your money to fight you. They will use the money coming into the tax from your taxes to fight you, to further their causes. And what are their causes? Mostly the poisoning of the minds of children, so they created this conveyor belt of ignorance that allows them to keep it going. Why not make it easier, right? I mean, that is the job of your job, is to make it easier. I don't know about you, but I've never gone to work and said, whoo, I love hard work and I'm going to keep figuring out how to make it hard. I just love picking some cotton. How dare he make a cotton gin? No, I want it easy. I want to be able to make it simpler. Well, the Democrats' job is to fleece you, and they have learned how to make it simple. They fleece you. Mail-in voting to cheat. Yeah. If you want to fight against that, go to vip.unhyphenatedamerica.org, and you can fight against mail-in voting cheaters. Because that's what Chris Harris, who you've seen him on Fox News, he runs an Unhyphenated America for us. He's got that program going. So go to unhyphenatedamerica.org. But if you put the VIP in front of it, it'll take you right to that page. And it was a long weekend, Labor Day weekend. Long weekends are not good for leftists. They can't even handle two-day weekends without it just being a bloodbath, much less give them another day. You give another day in Chicago, too many Negroes die, I'll tell you that. If you leave them alone for a month, they'd crush each other, wouldn't they? They would crush each other. I know what you're thinking, Kevin. Let them do it. Let them do it. Here's the thing. We can't stop them. They love doing harm to each other. All we can try to do is to contain it, to keep it encapsulated where it's not spreading out to the rest of the place. Because until they kill each other and get to the point where they start looking at each other and go, okay, it's just us now, so let's just call a truce. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. Let them do it. They love doing harm to each other. I've been talking about these numbers since we made Bleeding Blue. about the number of cops that kill blacks and the number of blacks that kill cops. It's insane. But you know what? We're going to be talking about it until we finally get some sanity into it. Some tough love. Dire warnings have been circulating. I'm going to cover this today. Been circulating about how Democrats will not accept the results of this election. And it made me think about how they warned us back in 2016. Mr. Trump, will you accept the results of the election? And Trump goes, I don't really know. I mean, I'll think about it. But Hillary's like, he won't even say that he will accept the results of the election. All the Democrats go, listen to him. He knows he's going to lose and he doesn't want to accept it. Oh my God, he won? We're not going to accept it. This is crazy. Donald Trump did not win. And they start crying like a bunch of babies. Crying like a bunch of babies. I have a friend who texts me. He says there's a conspiracy that the only peaceful scenario is a Biden presidency. Yeah. It was a long article on if Trump, if it's a close election, then the Democrats are going to fight it. If it's the only way that Trump can win is if it's in a real landslide. Because then, you know, they will make it where they can't contest it. But even then, they're going to do it. But if Biden wins in a landslide, then we're all going to roll over and go, well, yeah, we knew that was going to come. Because, yeah, Biden gets such big, you know, for people to come out to his rallies. And, I mean, and all these polls show him ahead and whatever else. Yeah, well, let me just tell you about the rule of leftism. You know how it is. I teach it here. Whatever they tell you, it's opposite. The idea that electing Biden is going to make things go back to normal and everything's going to be acceptable to us, they must be crazy. The leftist version of normal, by the way, just scare the heck out of you. Psychopaths want their version of normal, where black incompetents are replaced by female sociopaths and amazing presidents are replaced by morons? I don't think so.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Sally caused at least $29 million of damage in just one Florida county. The post-tropical depression still heading up the East Coast, causing rain in North Carolina and Virginia. More than 320,000 customers are still without power. Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, hid data on coronavirus infections emerging from bars and restaurants in Lower Broadway, an entertainment district famous for live music and honky-tonks, because the numbers were too low. That's what leaked emails revealed.
I believe that the mayor happens to substitute his wisdom on a regular basis, and there seems to be a heavy-handed approach to his management style.
Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump announced a new round of pandemic assistance to farmers of about $13 billion at a campaign rally in Wisconsin, delivering aid to an important sector in a battleground state.
Starting next week, my administration is committing an additional, you've been asking for this for a long time, $13 billion in relief to help farmers recover from the China virus, including Wisconsin's incredible dairy, cranberry, and ginseng farmers who got hurt badly.
Wisconsin is known for its milk and cheese industries, which have been hard hit by both trade conflicts with China and the COVID-19 pandemic. Hard alcohol is coming soon to Cracker Barrel locations across the country. The Southern-style food chain is set to add alcohol to menus at hundreds of its restaurants following a test run in a few states earlier this year. Cracker Barrel operates 660 restaurants across the country. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What is up, 1776 loving patriots? What's happening? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. I am Kevin Jackson, and I am not a slave. I know I have to make that announcement because there are those among us who are slaves. There are black people out there who are walking around in chains, and I want you to understand I'm not one of them. I am a free-range Negro, free to do and say and act as I please, even if the consequences hurt me. I'm willing to be okay with it, okay? For example, tweeting that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, I stand by it. Fox News said, Kevin, we don't want your kind around here. We don't need your kind of colored people here. And I said, that is okay, because I'm the master of my own person. I'm the master of my domain. I'm the master of my destiny. It is okay, Fox News. I shall go somewhere else. And you will be boring, which is what you are. That's why I call them Fox Snooze. Fox Snooze. F-O-C-K. Snooze. They were better having me. I know that. So what? I don't have a paycheck. Kevin, you ain't on TV. One of my friends called me up the other day. He said, man, I sure miss you on TV. I said, I know you do. I'm not, and I didn't say it like, of course you do. It wasn't like that. It was like, I know you do. Because I brought it. I brought reality to Fox TV, to Fox News. I don't know if they will ever have me back on, nor do I care. My team goes, Kevin, wish you, it's been long enough. They ought to have you back on. Fine. If they do, I'll go back on. But I'm not going to stop saying what I say. Not going to happen. Kevin Jackson, not a slave. I suspect at this point the trigger warning is unnecessary for this radio program, the Kevin Jackson Show. Maybe it is. I hope you pay attention. I hope you do. Send us a note. I'm everywhere. Twitter, Parler, all of it. Send us a note. Let us know what you think about the program. Spread the word. 844-551-8255 if you do decide you want to call. A lot of you call and you'll leave like a 7-second message of nothing. It's like, I got calls. I was up the other day at 3:30 in the morning, which is when I start my day, and somebody called at 2:00 in the morning and hung up. It's like, really? And by the way, it does have your number on there. I don't call you back, but I'm seeing your numbers on there, and I think to myself, did you expect to get the show? Come on, y'all. I mean, come on, man. I don't want to do a Joe Biden on you, but come on, man. Come on, man. You know the thing. You know how the thing works.
We hold these truths. We self the thing. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here, and I am glad you keep in contact. But leave a message. Look, if you say, Kev, just quick message, man. Love your show. You're funny. Say, Kev, hey, what you say? Whatever. I had a lady, man, she read me the riot act. I called her up. I was like, hey, why are you mad? Why are you so mad? Oh, you that Kevin Jackson. And she lit into me. She said, so guess what? I'm on the phone with her. I lit into her. Yeah, I should play that. So one of these days, we just need to publish all the crap I put up with and let people see the amount, just the unbelievable amount of nonsense you put up with when you're a black conservative, and one certainly that has any type of notoriety. And you see what happens. They will put bullets in your brain if you don't agree with them. That's what Antifa, that's what Black Lives Matter is about. None of them. They don't care about you. They don't care about black people. They don't care about kids. They don't care about women. They don't care about widows and orphans. They don't care about spotted whales or spotted owls or beasts, owls, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. They don't care. They act like they care, but they don't care. The acting of caring is to get your money and get power. That's all it's about. To make you feel, oh, look at you mistreating animals, says PETA or the SPCA or somebody else. You can't believe you did it. They can't believe you did it. They do everything they tell you that they are preventing from you. They do. They do. They have a faction within the Democrat or the leftist group that does every vile thing you can imagine to another human being. Yeah, they do. With no remorse. See, you might do some of the things. I'm not getting that. Whatever your thing is, fine. It's not my deal. It's between you and God. But I will say this. You have a moral core. They don't have a moral core. Anyway, I'm going to challenge some of your sensibilities on this program if you listen long enough. Because I live by the saying, if you can't beat them, arrange to have them beaten. See, that is the difference between me and the other conservatives that want to turn the other cheek. I'm willing to get in a fight. I'm going to fight. You may not want to. So feminists, members of Black Lives Matter, Holly weirdos, wackademics, other pansy butts who dare challenge my superpower, my intellect of common sense, bring it. I'm here for you. That's what I want to do. I want you to come on here so you can fight. Challenge me. Because what you're going to do is you're going to lose, and then I'm going to empower you with something. I'm going to empower you with ideas. I'm going to empower you with discovery. I'm going to help you discover what isn't quite right. The example I always like to use is an 80-year-old with a belly button ring. Get rid of it, girl. It's too late. Exactly. Now, how do I have all this intellect? How have I come by all this knowledge that I share with people every day? I'll give you some background. I grew up poor, black, and happy. Oh, yeah, I used to romp around in my poverty, my same little clothes, my high waters, my holy tennis shoes on the bottom, you know, appreciating every gift I got. Not even realizing that I wasn't rich. I knew I didn't have all the things some of the other kids had, but it didn't matter. I was poor, black, and happy. And leftists loved me poor and black, but they hated that I was happy. They hated a happy black man. My mother died just before I turned 5 years old. My father spent most of his life in San Quentin prison. And had I succumbed to what the Democrats wanted from me, I would be in prison or dead, or I'd be marching with BLM or Antifa. But as you can see, or rather as you can hear, I have chosen different. I chose a different path because I had this superpower from a very early age. I was like Superman. I didn't know how I was outperforming all the other little black cherubs, but I was. And the superpower was I had the ability to observe and discern. It is called common sense. That's right. I and my brother were raised by my maternal grandparents. Thank the Lord I was. Grew up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch where my grandparents worked for, the devil. These rich white Republicans. That's right. This rich white Republican family who my grandfather had worked for in San Antonio. When he died,
the patriarch of that family, his daughter said, would you people love to come work? Would you mind coming to work for us, my husband and I? I inherited all of this from my father, and we have all these properties, and we'd love for you to run our 25,000-acre resort. And we said, absolutely, we'd love to do it. My grandparents said that. So my grandfather, who was a chauffeur of this very wealthy, rich, white Republican man, then became the head chef and caretaker of the resort where this wealthy white family, where they owned and what they visited from time to time. It was a hunting lodge. So that's where I lived. That's where I grew up. And I got to know these rich white folks. And because of that family, I got to do things I would never have gotten to do being a poor little black boy from San Antonio, Texas. It wasn't going to happen. But these people said, hey, Kevin, would you like to go with Lou to Africa? Which country in Africa? Well, good examination, Kevin. Lou's going to Kenya for big game hunting. I'd love to go. So I got to hang out. I got to do all kinds of stuff. I got experiences I would never have gotten in my life if it weren't for this rich white Republican family who so-called hated black people, but they took me everywhere and treated me like I was one of their kids. I didn't stay in separate quarters and drink from the colored water fountain. I ate where they ate. I slept where they slept. I went on the same safari with them. They treated us like family. When their granddaughter died on the ranch in a tragic accident, one of the hunting vehicles had these seats on it and they were welded on. And she and a bunch of her friends were riding around, you know, having a good time. They'd come out for a party. She was probably 17 years old or so. And the thing broke and the Jeep ran her and her boyfriend over, killed her. You know who the first person that rich white Republican woman called? She called my grandmother crying. Asking my grandmother to take care of her granddaughter. And she said to my grandmother, you're my best friend. Never forget it as long as I live. These rich white Republicans, these evil people. Yeah. Traveling around the world, folks, I realize that America is most excellent. And so that's what I do. I spread this idea of everything that I've learned, all these experiences and these people that I've hung out with and all these lies that you get told. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make sure America knows the real truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Logic, reasoning, powers that you gain when you are taught how to just use your own common sense. Logic and reasoning. It's a learned art. My brother taught it to me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh boy, talking about life experiences. Living for a short while in France, living in China, traveling to 22 countries in Africa, as well as other areas of the world. Far more valuable, folks, than all this so-called knowledge of the Black Lives Matter movement, people that have been nowhere. Their range of experiences are just being victims of nothing. victims of nothing, and no logic to discern, you know what? I'm being played. I'm being used. You guys are being used, too. The people listening to this program, overwhelmingly white. I know your demographics, whether you know it or not. We know your demographics. I'm glad you're here because you get a good dose of stop being apologists. How about being a 1776 American, not a 1619 American? 1619 American, really? Oh, that was the day when the slaves were first brought to America. That's a lie. 1619 was when the first indentured servants came to America. You know how they got passage over here? They said, I will work for you for a certain amount of time if you will get me to that new land where I will have an opportunity. And they came over. And the irony of 1619, I keep telling people, is the first slave was created by a black man. We got a video coming out about it. You'll see it. That's the funny part of all of this. Anyway, I was going over my experiences in my life, growing up here in America and et cetera, and how I came to be, so to speak. And my logic tells me that I couldn't be more happy, folks, that my DNA was assembled in America and not Heche in Mexico, for example. That means made in Mexico. How lucky to be a purebred native 1776 American. And in my case, made an American in 1865. How about that? Lot to celebrate here, baby. But these clowns on the left, they want Americans to hate the idea of America. A country, they say, that was built on slavery. Forget, folks, that all the countries in the world were built on slaveries. Some inhumanity to man. I don't care whether it was white folks fighting white folks or black folks fighting black folks. Somebody enslaved the other. Or in the case of Indians, red folks fighting red folks. Or China or Japan, yellow folks fighting yellow folks. If you want to use colors, I don't care. Use ethnicities. It doesn't matter. But people enslaved other people all over this continent. Been going on since the uncivilized time, and even now in the uncivilized parts of the world, it is still being done. So these highfalutin leftists that want to make it sound like we should be hating on each other, forget them. We fight against every atrocity to the human being known to man. We got some group that's out there doing it, and we fund it. We donate millions of tax dollars to this stuff. And here's what you really got to understand. It is a culture that enslaved a group of people in over 200 years, made one of those slaves into the president. That we went as a country, we took a black man who came to this country as a slave, and 200 and something years later made a black person large and in charge. I don't believe there's anywhere else on the planet that can say something like that. They took the lowest in their caste system and they made them the top. But they want you to be embarrassed by this. This is insane. You should be revolting with all that you are. And here's what's interesting about it when you look at it in the macrocosm of the Democrats' world, the leftist world. Black lives matter more, right? So they want you to believe that after all you've done for blacks, that you don't believe that black lives matter. How can you even dare say something so idiotic? And more importantly, how do you accept it? Why do you accept it? Don't tell me you don't. You accept it all over. I could talk to you about school system. We got to show that black lives matter by letting these little black babies come to school and misbehave. And don't be mad at them. They don't have any parents. If black lives matter, why don't you get them kids some parents? Or teach them how to become parents and remain parents and do the right things from a societal perspective. But they don't. They don't teach them anything. If black lives matter, why are you lowering the standards for blacks to get into law school? Why are you lowering the standards for blacks to get into colleges that they really aren't prepared for? Why don't you say, blacks, if you score lower than this, we're going to put you in a program that will absolutely positively get you ready for college. So you don't flunk out in the highest numbers on record, which is what we do. We leave college at 60% higher than any other group. And as I've often said at our organization Seeking Educational Excellence, not only do we not finish college in the largest number of any ethnicity, we have the most debt. So these suckers have loaded us up with debt, sent us to colleges where they know we can't afford, we don't have the intellect to get through because they've made it that way. We flunk out and they say, oh, sorry for you, but thank you for this higher education money. You know what college and universities cost these days? An arm and a leg and a kidney. Yeah, you got to give them an internal organ, too. If they want you to think they got your best interest in mind, these clowns don't care about you. Never have and never will. Country built on slavery. Proud of that. I'm not proud of the slavery of the country. I'm proud that slaves came over here, built this country, and now the descendants, rather, of these slaves get to feast on it. And I'm one feasting. I get up every morning going, thank God I'm an American and I get to get out there and go hunt for my supper. Nobody's giving it to me. I don't have some fat cat corporation that's signing my check and got my insurance and 401k and all that. I get up every day and I go hunt. That's what I do. I sell a part of my soul, and you decide if you want to buy it. You say, Kevin, I'm going to listen to you for this moment. And somebody pays me a fractional penny on his radio show. Thank God I don't have to make a living on this radio show. But we deliver $1 million jewel. We just aren't getting paid for that. And that's okay. Because you know what? Whatever it ends up doing, it's adding to the cause of freedom. And so I get calls every. I had a guy call me the other day. He says, hey, they want you to speak at an event. I said, great. And so I gave him my rate. And he goes, you got to send all this other stuff. You got to send your, they know me, but they still want a sizzle reel and all that. I sent my sizzle reel. And you know what he called me to tell you? He says, hey, they don't just want you to speak at one event. They want you to speak across the country now. Well, why is that? Because they see what I deliver. So, I don't know, was it the radio show? Was it a TV appearance? Was it another hit on somebody else's radio program? Was it something I wrote? Was it something I said? Fox News? I don't know. But now the guys are like, we love what you're doing. Guess what? That's what feeds, that's what puts new tires on the car in the Jackson family. So that's what we do. But I'm never going to be embarrassed by what we do. I get up in the morning with the idea that, you know what? I don't know where the opportunity is going to come from. But I know this. We're going to go create it. We're going to go create some opportunities. We're going to go tell our story. The story of greatness. And many of you, you do it. You go, Kev, love that new movie, Bleeding Blue. Went out to bleedingbluemovie.com. I love this. For the record, here's what I'd like anybody to see my movie to do. Call 844. 551-8255 and tell us what you thought. And we'll play them on the show. Tell us what you thought about the film, good or bad. Because here's what I can almost guarantee you every time we produce something, it is done, certainly done, with 100% from the heart to help the country. But it is done top notch. We don't do stuff around here, like, oh, that's good enough. We do it with a purpose. And that's what I want people to tell. Tell us your thoughts, good or bad. One guy said, Kevin, it's a little long. I went, okay. I don't think it is, but he does. That's okay. If we can, could do something to cut it, we could cut the front end off. We have some extraneous stuff on there. But I get what they're saying, but it's an amazing film. And I promise you on so many levels it's amazing. But I want your opinion. So give us a call. Anyway, I'm going to have to cut this short because we're out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.